From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon and happy Friday. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Texas Pop Culture did, wondering how to help a new Labrador who's chewing up everything she can, and what can we give her to chew. Also in the inbox, we got an email from Sherry in Colleyville who wants to know, who can I contact to haul away my horse manure? And Glenn wants to know, if we're off the gold standard, why do we still have gold stockpiled at Fort Knox? It's anything you ever wanted to know. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We'll get started in a couple of minutes. From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's anything you ever wanted to know. Happy Friday. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. It is Friday the 31st of August. Wow, September is tomorrow. And of course, we're taking your questions and answers live today. Starting off with a tweet. Texas Pop Culture tweeted me and says, we have a new young Labrador retriever who is chewing up everything she can. I'm looking for tips to discourage the behavior, or maybe suggestions for safe and expensive things she could chew. If you have puppy advice for Texas Pop Culture, you can respond to the tweet right there on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, or you can call us 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Sherry in Colleyville emailed and wants to know, who can I contact to haul away my horse manure in the Colleyville area? 800-933-5372. Glenn emailed us and says, if we are now off the gold standard, why do we still have gold stockpiled at Fort Knox? 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. One more and then we'll get to the phones. We've got some early callers this week, which I always love to see. Thanks, by the way, those of you who called in during the news. Let's see. Faiza emailed us and says, I purchased a Lazy Boy recliner from a flea market thinking that I had made a great deal, not knowing until I got home that the electrical part that makes the recliner work and the massage function work is not functional. Does anyone know where I can get it repaired? Faiza is in Richardson, it looks like. But imagine anywhere that does that kind of work in the North Texas area. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's start today with Al calling from Dallas. Hey, Al.
Hey.
Go right ahead.
Hey, I have a question. Where is a good place to get homemade flour and corn tortillas? I live in East Dallas, mm-hmm. but I was willing to travel.
All right. Well, you've asked. I'm sure we'll get a few answers for you.
Thank you.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Alan in Richardson. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey there.
As for Fort Knox, a great deal of the gold in there, if not most of it, in fact, doesn't belong to the United States. It belongs to other countries. And one of the functions of the repository is to act as, if you will, a bank. For when countries need to make payments to each other, mm-hmm. it can move the gold between the various storage cages in the repository, acting as payment from one country to the other, which includes payments to and from the United States or those other countries.
So that they don't have to put the gold or the money on a plane and fly it to the other country. They just call up Fort Knox and say, hey, move $1 million over from our cage to their cage.
Yeah, whatever the current rate of gold is, you know, move a handful of bars or move a ton of gold or whatever it is.
All right. Alan, thanks for calling.
Not at all. 800-933-5372
is the telephone number. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. You can also email us anything at kera.org. Cindy tweeted and says, if your pup is teething, peeled frozen bananas are great. things for your puppy to chew on. Peeled, frozen. So I guess you peel them, then you freeze them, then you give them to the dog. But you probably don't want that in your shag carpet, I would imagine, or even on their nice new doggy bed that you got for them when they're that sweet, clean puppy that you brought home. Just a tip as a dog owner myself. 800-933-5372. Got an email to anything at kera.org. This is from John, who says, I saw a Ford Edge SUV yesterday afternoon on Northwest Highway in Dallas. It had a tax-exempt Texas license plate and had the same Dallas Fire Rescue logo and diagonal reflective black and yellow taping across the back bumper that Dallas fire engines and mobile ICUs have. He says it had signs at the bottom of the doors that read, quote, community paramedic. Does anybody know what this is? Community paramedic. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next on the phone to Paul calling from Plano. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Well, as further proof that I am totally addicted to KERA, I was listening to the previous program, The Takeaway, and they were talking about how to get more involved in your community, and one way to do that was to join clubs. So I was wondering, is there a place where one could go to find a list of clubs and their various interests and dates and times of meetings? Is there a central reference where you can find just the various clubs that are available, specifically in the Plano area?
And specifically for
anywhere,
is this specifically for politics that you want to do, or?
No, anything. Okay. They were talking about a gardening club,
sure,
a book club, a chess club, you know, any club.
All right, Paul, well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right, thank you. Love
you
the show. Always listening.
Oh, thank you so much. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. John emailed us and says, I'm wondering if anyone knows of any support groups in the Little Elm, Frisco, Plano area for general trauma or PTSD survivors. He says, I'm looking for a group that would include but is not restricted to topics of sexual assault, pregnancy loss, and mental health issues. Anybody know a resource for those kinds of support groups, or maybe even broader than that in the Little Elm, Frisco, Plano area? Let's see. Got a tweet from someone who asks, when's the best time of year to purchase a home? Anybody know if there's a best time of year to buy a house? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Brian calling from Forney. Hello, Brian.
Hello. Yes, I had a couple NPR questions.
Okay.
And the first one was, there's an NPR show about the making of a radio show/podcast called Wolverine, The Long Night. And the people that made the show were talking about how they recorded the background noises for the show.
Uh-huh.
And an interview with the actor Richard Armitage, who played Wolverine for the show. I was wanting to know the name of that show and the episode.
Okay. And I think you asked this question last week, too, right? I don't think we got an answer.
Yeah, we didn't. And the other one was, there was another NPR show about, I believe there's a woman talking about a book called From the Mixed Up Files of Basile Frankweiler, and I don't remember exactly what she was talking about, or exactly who she was. I think she might have just been talking about what it would have been like to be those kids.
Mm-hmm.
About these kids, they stow away, I guess you could say, and I believe it's the Metropolitan Museum, and it's a brother and sister. And I was wanting to know the name of that radio show and podcast. And also, last time I called, there was a woman who called to say, to answer the question, she didn't really answer the question at all. She just...
she mentioned the book. She mentioned the book and the author that we got that answer last week.
But I had mentioned the name of the book.
Sure.
And I wasn't interested in hearing the name of the author, and
right.
also didn't help me But yeah, I'd like to know.
Let me ask you this, Brian. Where did you hear these shows? Do you remember where you, were you here in North Texas when you heard these? Do you hear them on KERA? Do you hear them someplace else, online, or where were you listening?
Speaking of Wolverine, The Long Night, that was here.
Okay.
So it was KERA.
Okay.
And the other one about some mixed up files with Basley Frankweiler, that was sometime last year, and I was living in Pflugerville, Texas.
Okay. So probably KUT at that if you were listening.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of that show, but the name of that
station.
NPR show, but you might be right, yeah.
Okay, well, you've asked, and we'll see if we get another answer. Get answers for you this week.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see, we got an email from Kenneth, who wants to know, why does the full moon appear larger on the horizon than when it is in the center of the sky? Why does it look so much bigger when it's low to the horizon than when it's up in the sky? And I think we've had this question before. Imagine we have. And somewhere in the last 12 years or so. But we'll see if we get an answer. 800-933-5372. I had a feeling we were going to get lots of answers on this. Let's start with Brent in Irving. Hello, Brent.
Hi. Love your show.
Thanks.
I find it very helpful. Love NPR. I just was going to make a quick suggestion about the lab that was chewing.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a lab. Mine is not a puppy anymore. But the best luck I've had is with deer antlers.
Mm, okay.
She loves to chew deer antlers.
Very good. Yeah, there's a wide selection of antler chews at the at pet stores these days, too, like elk or deer. Or.
And I don't know if it's just my dog in particular, but she definitely likes deer over elk.
Very good. Brent, thanks for calling.
Welcome.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is David calling from Fort Worth. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I've got a
good idea for the lab, too, because
my
dog used to tear up the blinds and the couch and the shoes.
Right.
So one day over at Kroger, they have these things called hockey pucks. It's in the meat department. And they're like eight of them in a row. They look like little tiny hockey pucks. Mm-hmm. I don't know what people do with them, but I buy it as a $3 pack. And I freeze it, and I throw one down on the ground before I go to work. Takes her 2 hours to get the bone marrow out.
Hmm. And it's a dog. It is a dog toy. It is a dog chew.
No. It's at the meat department at Kroger, and they look like tiny little hockey pucks, eight in a pack. Maybe people do it for boiling something. I don't know, but. Huh. My dog's grown up on it, and she loves one every day, and her teeth get clean.
And are they called hockey pucks, or what are they called?
No, I don't know.
Okay. You just see them. That's what you call them. Okay. All right. Well, David, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got... from Andrea, who says, maybe the City Chamber of Commerce would be a place to find different club information. You're looking for specific clubs in a town to join. Got a question in the inbox, anything at kera.org from Wyatt, who says, while changing the parking brake shoe for my truck, the head for the tiny screw that holds the clip in place broke off in the mounting plate. Why, it says it's a few centimeters below the surface of the plate, so I cannot grab it, and there is no room between the hub and the plate to fit a drill or even a bit to try to drill it out. Does anyone have any suggestions on how to remove the rest of the screw? This is the tiny screw that holds the clip in place on the parking brake shoe for Wyatt's truck. Anybody dealt with this themselves? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We'll be right back. You're listening to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Skate for Greatness says, for your listener looking for groups, he might want to look at the Plano Library or any public library. They might have something. Or go to the website meetup.com. So Meetup is a place to find clubs. Let's see. We got, where was it? We got a tweet saying Stew Bones for the dog. Stew Bones. Actually, to quote it directly, Stew Bones, my man, comma, Stew Bones. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Ben in Mesquite. Hey, Ben.
Hey, I have two answers for you.
Yeah.
When it comes to the dogs, if they go to Chewy.com, there's a wide variety of sprays that they can use on the furniture that don't leave a scent but do leave kind of a bad taste in the dog's mouth to keep them from continuously chewing in that area.
Oh, right, to like redirect them back to their appropriate chew toy.
Right, and they also have a wide variety of deer and elk antlers.
Oh, okay. Great.
And then for the tortillas.
Oh, yeah.
Any of H-E-B stores has great homemade tortillas.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Got an email from Adam who says, I've noticed geckos regularly right outside my house doors, the front door, the garage door, the door to the patio, the backyard, etc. Any tips to keep them away? Anybody have any tips to keep geckos away from the door? Now, I've been pro-gecko before on the show because they eat lots of little bugs and stuff. And I, you know, I just think that if they're right outside your door, they might catch some bugs that are thinking about maybe flying inside your house when you open the door. So I don't have a, personally have a problem with them. I've polled the team on the show. I'm not sure how everybody feels about geckos, but I feel confident saying that we're probably relatively pro-gecko on the team. But we'll see if anybody has some advice on keeping them away from the door. Omar in Dallas emailed and says, the United States has been off the gold standard since Nixon, but we still have gold stockpiled because our financial system still regards it as valuable. Omar says, even though it is not the backbone of our financial system anymore, which has now shifted to trust, it still holds lots of value relative to our currency, which is why it is kept. Got a tweet at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter from Thomas, who says, on the moon question, lensing has to do with the thickness of the atmosphere and the, quote, furniture of the Earth, which I guess is just the stuff you see along the horizon, right? Like the trees and buildings and telephone poles, the furniture. I'm guessing this because he just says, lensing has to do with the thickness of the atmosphere and the furniture of the Earth magnifies the view of the sun and moon low in the horizon, as I understand it. And I think that's the answer we've gotten before, because thinking back on this in the murky recesses of my anything brain, I remembered someone saying, hey, when the full moon is full, take an empty paper towel tube and look at the moon through the paper towel tube and see how big it is in that tube. And then later when it's fully up in the, that's when it's down near the horizon, but later when it's fully up in the sky, look at it again through the paper towel tube and you'll see that it's the same. That's what someone, I believe, has told us before. And that listener said it's because it's close to things on the ground. So Thomas says it's partly that, partly the thickness of the atmosphere. Thomas also said that the bones at Kroger are called marrow bones, those particular bones that our listener mentioned, and they're used to make stock. So Samantha says on Twitter that a vacuum with the furniture or baseboard cleaning attachment on it may work for Wyatt, who is trying to change his parking brake shoe and lost that, broke the screw off in there. And Sid concurs, for almost any kind of club or group, go to meetup.com. He says it's great for the community. 800-933-5372. Let's go to the phones and talk to Crystal in Little Elm. Hello, Crystal.
Hi. Hey there. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Well, a young lady had come on and said that she needed a support group, and that was something I couldn't pass up on. Being someone who suffers from manic depression, debilitating anxiety, and severe PTSD myself, it took me a long time to reach out, but I found something that really works. There is a crisis, 24-hour crisis hotline.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 214-828-1000. And when I called, a young lady who is a physician talked to me for an hour, and she was able to ask me questions like religious preferences, what kind of groups I would like to attend, what areas. I live in Denton, grew up in Little Elm, and work in Frisco. So this whole area
mm-hmm.
has so many resources out there, and I have to say that I am on a much better path since I finally reached out. And when I heard that lady, I could hear it in her voice that she needed me to call and give that information.
Well, Crystal, thanks for sharing that. That is the Suicide and Crisis Center of North Texas, 24 hours.
Yes.
And happy to share that telephone number, 214-828-1000. And, you know, you're right. It takes a lot of courage for someone
yeah.
to reach out and ask for help. And so
it does.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for calling and for sharing your story and for sharing that information.
Yep. Oh, and your gecko problem?
Oh, yeah.
Mothballs.
Oh, well, you know what? We do get the moth. We've gotten the mothballs answer in the past, but, you know, they're toxic. So lots of folks nowadays, yeah, lots of folks nowadays, like, recommend that you don't use mothballs for anything because they're toxic. They can be discovered by children or animals and, you know, eaten and touched.
Well, then I better get them out of my flower
Hey,
I didn't know that.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Crystal.
Oh, you're so welcome. I pulled over. Like, I'm on my way to work, and I literally pulled over. I was like, I've got to, this is my, you know, someone shared it with me. It took a long time for me to finally do it. But when I did it, and I've been going to meetings in the area, and I'm doing much, much better, and I wish her all the luck, and just I hope she knows that she is not alone. She's not alone. So there are many, many of us out here who suffer in silence.
Well,
and we need each other to be able to communicate with and share our stories and just talk. Sometimes we just need someone to listen. So that's what I had to call. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, absolutely. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk, let's get one more on this from Spencer calling from Dallas. Hey, Spencer.
Hey, I got a second the response there from Crystal about
mm-hmm.
the trauma group, but I was just the other day, I believe I was listening to Think, and as part of a larger discussion around the show 13 Reasons Why, they did an interview with a couple of psychiatrists that are based out of the Dallas, North Texas area who have a nationally syndicated podcast in which they discuss topics of trauma and psychiatry. So I don't remember who they were. I don't remember the exact episode. But I believe, you know, if you could find that information,
mm-hmm.
they might be. They're local, so they might be a great resource.
It doesn't ring a bell for me either, but think.kera.org has all the shows we've done. So thanks so much.
It could have been an episode of Fresh Air.
Okay.
When I'm thinking about
okay.
it, but one or the other.
Well, Spencer, thanks so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Got this from Corey, who says, hey there, I'm an optometrist in Fort Worth, Texas, and I have an answer for why the moon looks larger near the horizon. It's actually an optical illusion. Our brain plays a trick on us and assumes that something closer to the horizon is going to be larger because they are closer. And yet things that are higher in the sky, our brain assumes it will be further away. Corey says, hold your thumb up to the moon at the horizon, and you'll see it's actually the same size as it is a few hours later if you hold your thumb up to it in the sky. And we got a couple of answers on this. Dwight says, the moon looks bigger on the horizon, but it's an optical illusion because there are silhouettes of objects on the horizon that your brain compares the moon to. As the moon rises in the sky, there's nothing nearby to compare its size. So your brain doesn't think, hey, that's really big, or hey, that's really small. And someone tweeted, Roatha says, I think that the answer you read about the furniture of the Earth was auto-corrected from curvature of the Earth. And Thomas retweeted and said curvature of the Earth. But I'm going to stick with furniture of the Earth because that just sounds like maybe it's a David Byrne album title. It's going to be coming out, The Furniture of the Earth. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's talk next to Norma in Dallas. Hey, Norma.
Hi.
Hey there.
The fellow in East Dallas looking for good tortillas is lucky because they're right in East Dallas. La Popular on the corner of Peak and Elm.
Very
good. Those are the best flour tortillas.
Very good.
They don't always have corn, but those are the best flour.
Well, thank you, Norma. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's see. We also got a tweet from someone, Steve. We got someone from something from Steve. It says, for fresh tortillas, La Nueva Fresh and Hot on Webb Chapel Road in Northwest Dallas. Also says a Nylabone is a great for canine chewers of all ages. Let's see. We got a tweet that says HEB and Central Market do have very good tortillas, but Taco Cabana also does a fantastic job, and you can just buy the tortillas. Kay says in Vietnam, if you had a gecko in your house, it meant that you had a house filled with love. And Daniel says, regarding the gecko problem, sometimes certain plants can help. The only one that comes to mind right now is mint. If you can keep bugs away, you might be able to keep the geckos away, too. 800-933-5372. Let's talk some more about the moon with Kevin in Irving. Hey, Kevin.
Hey there.
Yeah, go right ahead.
So your other callers and tweeters were obviously correct with the curvature of the Earth, or as you put it, the furniture of the Earth.
The furniture of the Earth, well, yeah.
Yeah, as well as the
optical illusion. I just
read the tweets. There's also some, refraction of light with the thickness of the atmosphere. So I think everyone's kind of covered that, but I figured I should also add in that something interesting about our celestial bodies hitting our horizon. I know specifically with the sun as referenced from quite interesting, a British panel show. When you're looking at the horizon, the sun is actually below physically the horizon once the bottom of the sun appears at the horizon line. At that point, it's purely light being refracted through the thickness of the atmosphere that you're seeing the entirety of the sun.
It's bending around the planet through the atmosphere.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
So the physical object of the sun is below the horizon at that point, but because of the curvature of the Earth, the thickness of the atmosphere when the light's coming in, we still see it. And I believe it's probably the same with the moon.
It's so cool, isn't it? It's so cool to think about that.
Absolutely great. Science is a fantastic thing. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Science is cool. Science is definitely cool. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. If you have a science or moon or sun-related question, or any question, really, you can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter, or you can email us anything at kera.org. Terry emailed us and says, a couple of answers. When to buy a house? The old adage is, quote, now. He says, because today is the devil you know. However, as a realtor, Terry says, I can tell you that this is a strong seller's market. So buyers are having a hard time competing to purchase. He says about 1 in 5 bids are currently accepted and within a day or two of going on the market. Terry says it's possibly better to wait out the seller market, possibly bypass a bubble, by waiting to buy or by renting for now. And then on the moon size, Terry says there's a change in light refraction when we look to the horizon versus high in the sky. Same moon size, different vantage point on that. Timothy says, on geckos, the geckos eat the bugs that are attracted to your porch lights. Get rid of the bugs first by turning your lights off. using bug-repelling lights or some other method, and the geckos will eventually move on. If you take away their food source, they have no choice but to find food elsewhere. On the clubs in Plano, lots of votes for meetup.com. Ellis emailed us and says meetup.com is a place to find clubs. And for tortillas, Kiko says Rosas Cafe and Tortilla Factory have great tortillas that you can buy by the dozen, and sends us a website, rosascafe, all one word, .com. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Cindy in Nevada. Hello, Cindy.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm calling with an answer for the puppy that's chewing.
Okay.
I currently have a red and white border collie puppy that's teething, and we've been using ice cubes. We call them ice pops, and he just loves them. He rolls around and chews them up. And when he gets the crazies that happen every evening after he has dinner, mm-hmm. We give him what is called a bully stick, and he just loves that. And it occupies him, and he has stopped chewing on us and the furniture. But they might also try, as soon as he's old enough, I would try obedience lessons, and that will also help with that as well.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Cindy.
Thank you. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Chandra emailed us on this and says, when I've had puppies chew on things, it was usually a teething thing. Chandra says, I would tear an old towel or washcloth in strips, boil them in beef or chicken broth, and then freeze the strips. Then the dog can get maybe some relief from the cold and enjoy the flavor without ruining anything. Well, if you have advice for a teething puppy or gecko, avoidance or perceived moon size, call us, 800-933-5372. You can send us your questions as well, either on the phone or send them to us anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Joey did, says, for the moon question, it's an illusion. Do this next time you see the moon on the horizon. Face away from the moon, then bend over and try to look at it from under your legs upside down. He says, it works. We'll be right back. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Henry calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Henry.
Hello. I read a book one time on Spink. It was about medical oddities and sanitation in ancient castles. The medical oddities like giving people mercury enemas and things like that. I was wondering what was the name of the book.
Well, I saw your question come up, and we looked to see. I remembered that we had a show about the history of surgery and medicine, and I asked Stephen Becker in the next room to look back. Now, that book was called The Butchering Art, Joseph Lister's Quest to Transform the Grisly World of Victorian Medicine by Lindsay Fitzharris. But I think now I remember, when you mentioned castles,
yes.
I remember a show that was more recent where our author was talking about how horrible the sanitation.
One of the kings was particularly lousy. When he sat down, all the lights would get on the next person that
right.
It was, sat on the same seat.
Right. Well, it was okay. So Stephen just told me it was called The Royal Art of Poison. The Royal Art of Poison, and it's out now. We had that interview like just in the last few weeks or so.
Oh, poison. Oh, okay.
All right, Henry. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Always great to hear from you. Bye bye. 800-933-5372. That's awesome. Thank you, Stephen, and thanks to the team, because it's great to actually, like, I mean, you know, really answer one, right? I mean, we know that that's the answer. we know that all these are really, really worthwhile answers. And speaking of, let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Derek in Oak Cliff. Hey, Derek.
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
I'm calling with the regard to the caller, which is ironic, because that's exactly what I was doing when he asked the question about the tortillas.
Oh, yeah.
In Oak Cliff, there is a fantastic small shop on the corner of Westmoreland and Davis called La Norteña, and their flour tortillas are the best. The best part about it is you can refrigerate them, and they do not stick together. It is the only tortillas I have bought that does not do that. And their corn tortillas also make excellent tortilla chips as well.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
All right. Got a couple of tweets in. Spencer says, regarding the trauma question, here are the therapists that were on KERA yesterday. Kristen Diou, D-I-O-U, and Anna Zapata, and their podcast is called Pop Culture Therapists. I'll retweet this because Spencer has sent us a link to the Art and Seek Spotlight, which highlighted the work that they do. Thank you very much, Spencer. Rebecca tweeted and says, hey, the puppy on the puppy chewing problem, if the pup is chewing on fabric, you might consider replacing cloth toys with rubber ones. Because if you give the pup cloth, they may assume that they can chew on anything that's made of cloth. So if it's a cloth or wood chewing problem, maybe teach them that those materials are inappropriate. Let's see, we got another tweet on this who says, my puppy used the legs of my dining chairs as a teething ring, and I don't want to get rid of them. The table and chairs are solid wood. Oh, this is a further question. I was wondering if there's anyone that can fix or repair the horizontal bars that connects the chair legs. I guess someone who works on dining furniture. And CJ tweeted and says, are there any independent bookstores left in Fort Worth? I'm looking for new releases, but I would like to support a local store. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Farine in Dallas. Hello, Farine.
Hi. I had a real quick question. We are about to go on a 5-hour road trip with our 6-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
Both my husband and I are terrified, so we would love to hear some tips and tricks, if there are any, to survive this road trip.
When is the road trip?
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Okay. So we have about 11 minutes. We'll see if we get some advice for you.
A bunch of toys and such. So hopefully.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some answers for you, Farine.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. If you have any advice on a 5-hour road trip with a 6-month-old, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Larry in Fort Worth emailed and says, I've been told that eating ice is bad for human teeth. Wouldn't it be bad for canine teeth as well? Let's see. Emron is looking for a computer programming boot camp and wants to know if anybody knows of any affordable boot camps in DFW. And Mary emailed us and says, I have an Amazon Echo device, and when I have it play KERA live, the sound varies greatly between local and national broadcasts, with local being quite loud and national almost too quiet to hear. Is this typical, and is there anything I can do about it? 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Elaine in Fairview. Hello, Elaine.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a question about debris on primarily the freeways and mm-hmm. highways
okay.
in the area. Parts from cars, there's parts on 75 where the high occupancy lane is closed off and it is just turned into a junkyard. It's like they never get cleaned. And a few years ago it wasn't like this, but they changed the law that you don't have to call a police or a wrecker for every mm-hmm. accident, and it seems to have gone down. Is nobody cleaning up the, have you noticed how bad they look?
I can't think. I mean, I haven't noticed anything lately, but I know what you're talking about, where on, you know, the north end of Central Expressway, there used to be that HOV lane with the plastic, you know, lane markers up there. Well, we'll see if, well, I mean, so do you, are you curious, like, who should you call? Or should, is it a case where you should call 311? Or, I mean, if it's a hazard in the roadway, that's a 911 call.
Right, but you this know. Isn't a hazard, but this is just, it, you know, up till a few years ago, the freeways just didn't look like this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know with budget cuts, but if there is someone we can call, I would like to know.
All right, well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thank
All
you.
Right, you bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Tom calling from Dallas. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Jeff, how are you today?
Doing well.
Good, good. Well, the good news is if you're a seller, obviously you're having a good market in Dallas-Fort Worth residential real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And a buyer who is only looking at residential listings through a broker or an agent, you know, they're having a hard time figuring out, you know, how to overpay right now. So if they will call Roddy, R-O-D-D-Y, Incorporated, they can get in any county, I think in Texas, I know North Texas for sure, the foreclosure listings that have all of the houses that are posted monthly. And that is a way to buy into value and make sure that you can, you know, buy at the lowest possible point here in the market, even though we are the lowest priced market in the United States, the place that's adding 100,000 jobs a year. So, you know, we're the cheap alternative for the whole U.S. When it comes to housing. But for us here, it is hard. It seems like it's very expensive, but we're still way cheaper than the West Coast or the East Coast, the Florida market. I mean, a whole lot of places.
Okay.
So, well, Roddy Inc. will give them foreclosure reports, and
great,
they can
Tom.
Look at them and go to classes.
Thanks so much.
You got it. See you.
Let's talk right next there. To Gabe calling from downtown Dallas. Hello, Gabe.
Hi, thanks, Jeff. I got an opinion on the tortilla question.
Yeah.
I'm from El Paso, so I think I know a good tortilla or two.
Yeah,
in El Paso,
I'm with you, Gabe.
Good from us.
I'm with you.
Yeah, we would go to Juarez to pick up ours, but here in Dallas, I'm quite partial to Tortilla Cuauhtemoc in East Dallas on Fitzhugh. They used to be at Fitzhugh and Capitol, but they just recently moved further down. On Fitzhugh,
mm-hmm.
But it's Tortilla Cuauhtemoc, great corn tortillas, lots of flavor. I can't speak to their flour tortillas, but I feel like flour tortillas are easier to find than corn tortillas.
And it's called Temoc?
Cuauhtemoc.
Cuauhtemoc, okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate it. Let's see. Thanks. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Kathy in Fort Worth. Hey, Kathy.
Hey. Good to hear from you. Gecko answer.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, you can use onion powder or garlic powder or cayenne pepper sprinkled around, you know, near the doors.
Very good. Thank you so
okay.
much. All right.
You bet.
Christy and Denton in the Great Gecko Debate of 2018 says, I resubmit my support of geckos. Their favorite food is roaches. In the past few years, Christy says, I've had a few geckos that hung out near the front door of my apartment, and I haven't seen them in a few months. And the other day, I found a 3-inch roach inside my apartment. Since geckos live in places where there's food, I suggest you decide which creatures you hate more. So there's Christy's vote, pro-gecko vote. Let's make sure we get a couple of these travel tips in. Let's talk to Michael calling from Dallas. Hey, Michael. Hey, Michael, you there?
Hey, sorry about that.
Sure.
No, I got an answer for the couple with the 5-month-old baby.
Yeah.
My wife and I, our baby's now 19 months, 20 months, but to go to Louisiana to go visit my folks.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was younger, our baby had, what we would try to do is try to take the trips whenever she would normally sleep. That way it didn't interfere, and she was kind of already in that cycle of being asleep almost the whole way.
Right. So time it so that it's kind of like, oh, this is when she'd be asleep already.
Absolutely.
Good idea.
It worked out beautifully every time.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem. Thanks.
I got a few of these, which I expected, which is great. Let's talk to Cena in Richardson. Hello, Cena.
Hi. Hey, how are you today?
Doing well.
So I'm calling because the one time that we had a horrid trip was because of the car seat. So when you've got a young infant, make sure you've got a really good, really supportive, and really comfortable car seat.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Oh, and I support the geckos.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Thanks for calling, Cena.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372 is where we find Mike in Fort Worth. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I'd like to add in this suggestion for the trip. If you've got a five-hour trip,
yeah,
plan 8 hours to make it so you're not rushed and stressed. Remember you love your partner and you love your kid.
You're in this together, right.
And just roll with it. And the main thing is if you can take the time pressure off, by starting early, if you have to stop to take care of the baby's needs, to relax, to stretch, to walk, all will be well.
Right. It's not a race, right?
There you go.
Make sure it's not a race, in other words.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's see. Time for a couple more. Let's talk to Melissa calling from Dallas. Hey, Melissa.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
I also have advice for the six-month-old road trip. For us, we found putting on relaxing music can be soothing and hopefully encourage them to nap. If you can download or stream an album called Rockabye Baby, they take all sorts of popular music like Gorillaz or Metallica or whatever you like to listen to and put it into instrumental. It's very soothing. Another thing are really easy and manipulable little toys that keeps them busy, like Duplo Box or board books or something like that to keep them occupied.
Very good. Melissa, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Let's see. I think we can get at least one more of these in. Let's talk to Lisa calling from DeSoto. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So for the couple with the baby, I have recently found at Amazon, I'm sure there's other places as well, but since they're leaving tomorrow, they could look up Terry Wofford, Wofford, on Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and he takes the lullabies and overlays a human heartbeat. And theoretically, this calms children and even possibly dogs that are destructively chewing on things. This calms them right down. And my only fear in the car would be they might want to do that with headphones or a small speaker near the baby so the driving parents don't also get too relaxed.
Very good. Lisa, thanks so much for calling.
Have a great day. Bye.
Well, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker. Today, engineered by the greatness of Eric Bright. Thanks, Eric. Thanks to Fiona Norton for answering the phones and Samantha Guzman is our associate producer. You can subscribe to our podcast at kera.org/anything or wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, email us anything at kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And thanks so much for listening and writing and calling in. And y'all have a fantastic holiday weekend. Please be safe and please be nice to each other.